everybody pitching in offensively tonight to make up for Cooch and some of the other guys being out?
I mean, that's what we kind of talked about before the game. Cooch has been so good for us in all these games throughout the season that, he comes down with something. We need to step up and help him out. And I think we did a good job throughout this whole stretch with guys being injured. There's always been guys that have stepped up, and we hope to do the same throughout these next, six games? Yeah.
Killers, it's gratifying to sweep these guys five times this year, especially when you consider they're probably your biggest divisional rival.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. When you look back, it's a team that we've definitely kind of built a rivalry against, especially with our playoff series. I didn't know that, but it's nice. Whenever you can get points in the division, it's huge.
Four straight games you've come from behind to win after falling behind early. What does that say about this team, the grit you guys have, no matter what the circumstances?
Well, I think it shows the resiliency. That Chicago game was great to come back, but tonight it was another great game coming back. We have to put ourselves in some better situations, though. I think coming down the stretch, going down against some of these teams, it's not what we want. We have to have better starts, but I think throughout the game, we've shown resiliency. We've played pretty good hockey, so we made up for those decent starts.
Did you like when you learned that you're going to start the game short a player already, considering how everything is gone this year?
Kind of used to it, it's just tough when it's, arguably your best player, a guy that's been so good for you. It's kind of tough, but you start switching up power plays, putting guys in different spots, and the next guy's ready to go. I mean, that's just kind of the mindset we've had throughout this year, that if one of the guys goes down, someone's gonna have to step up, and we've had some young guys that have really done a good job doing that.
When did you guys find out?
Early. I mean, just before the game, right when we got here.
It's nice to see players like Brownie and Schuster get goals. They pitch in a lot with this team, but it's not necessarily scoring.
Yeah, I think it's nice to see them get rewarded. I think for Brownie, I think he said he was 46 games. But it's always nice. Those guys do so much more than scoring for us. When they can get a goal, when they can chip in, it's huge. And it's nice. You really like to see those guys get rewarded because they do so much other things, blocking shots. Brownie got a fight tonight. Huge lift for this team. So whenever they score, it's great.
I think it's Shoe's goal song.
Oops, I did it again. when he set it up, I didn't think we were going to have the pleasure of listening to it, but it was hilarious, and I think that's the kind of guy he is. He likes to kind of be playful about those things.
Big weekend coming up for you guys. How do you keep this rolling?
Well, I think we got to focus. We got to get some rest. Hopefully we can get some guys back. I don't know. But Montreal's our focus right now. We got to get some rest. It's back-to-back with Dallas. But we're excited to play a Montreal team that we've kind of also built a little bit of a rivalry with.